Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome to the Inside Scoop from Washington. I am your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. A special welcome to our newest affiliate in both Syracuse and Ithaca, WNYY Progressive Talk. Whether you're listening on 1470 AM or 97.7 FM, we welcome you from the Finger Lakes. And I'll have you know that our very own executive producer, Mark Grimaldi, is in fact a graduate of Syracuse University. He graduated from the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications, and he's still doing broadcast journalism by, frankly, producing this show today. So Mark and I wish you a special, special welcome to our new listeners. And what do you want to say, Mark? Go Orange?
Go Orange. That's what we say in Syracuse. Go Orange.
You know, I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt used to play the Big Orange, which was UT. And people got in trouble for throwing oranges at the players. So it's kind of a separate thing.
We didn't have anything like that. I was actually very fortunate to graduate in 04 because our college basketball team won the national championship in 2003.
Congratulations. Was, still bragging about it, apparently.
That's right. I was fortunate enough to actually go to New Orleans and see them win in person, so it was pretty special.
Congratulations. And seriously, if you are listening from Syracuse or Ithaca, you will get special treatment today. If you call in at 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275, new listeners, people from Syracuse and Ithaca, get to the head of the line. So I hope a few of you will call in, because I have an important question to ask you. What's your nationality? You ever been asked that question before? Mark, what's your nationality?
I would say American.
There you go. See, now I would say American, too.
Now, if somebody asked me my ancestry,
that's
I would
a different question.
Answer differently.
That's a different question. So I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, as I said. And I used to be asked all the time as a kid, what's your nationality? And generally, the vast majority of the time, I would bristle a little bit, and then I would say, I'm American. What are you? I was born in the United States of America. I was born in Nashville, Tennessee. My parents were born in the United States of America. Three of my four grandparents were born in the United States. One came here when he was two. Only one of my great-grandparents were born here. The other seven came from abroad, and basically, my family immigrated from Russia, Poland, Austria, Hungary, from about the 1880s till 1910. So since my family has been in America for over a century, why the heck were people asking me, what's your nationality? Well, the answer is, let's just be frank, I was a Jewish kid growing up in Nashville, Tennessee. If you look at me, go to my website, marklevinetalk.com, you'll see that while we technically are classified as white, we Jews, I'm a bit darker than your average white person in Nashville, Tennessee. Lighter than the blacks, to be sure, darker than the whites. And what people really were asking me is, what's my ethnic heritage? And had they asked me what my ethnic heritage was, I would have said I'm Jewish. But that's not the question they asked. They asked, what's your nationality? And the reason why I bristled, because I was thinking, why would you suggest I'm anything other than American? Because Americans come in all hues. Americans come in all shapes and sizes. Americans come in all races. Americans come from all over the world. The vast majority of us are not Native Americans. And the few Native Americans that remain, the 2% of the population that we sometimes call American Indians, are really the only ones who are Native Americans. I have long argued that there's only 2% of America that can legitimately complain about our immigration policy. And they are the Cherokee, the Sioux, the Seneca, you just name hundreds of various tribes throughout the United States. But for the rest of us, we are all here because our ancestors either voluntarily chose to come here for economic opportunity or to escape religious persecution, or often for both, like my ancestors did, or because they were brought here forcibly on slave ships. Either way, extremely few of us want to go back to our home countries. So when I was asked as a kid, what's your nationality, I proudly said American, and I made them ask the next question. I wasn't going to give them what they wanted. I know they wanted to know, how come you aren't white? But I wasn't going to answer that question unless they asked it. I was going to answer the question they asked. What nationality are you? I'm American. It's written up there right on my passport. I proudly salute the flag of the United States. I sing the Star Spangled Banner like most Americans. I sing it off key, but I try to get it on key. And sometimes in my most patriotic moments, I think I succeed. I am a proud, patriotic, liberal American. And I think most Americans are, whether born here or naturalized here. Naturalized, of course, means making someone a citizen who is not born here. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution guarantees all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens of the United States. There's a minor exception, basically, for people who are children of diplomats. You kind of understand that. The same reason why, you know, our ambassador to France, the children born there aren't necessarily French citizens. You know, if you are, their ambassadors here aren't. But that's a clear exception spelled out. Other than that, very minor exception. Anyone born here is a citizen. And that's a right guaranteed by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Today I want to talk about the law, the constitutional law, how that provision came about after the Civil War, and why it's so important legally and what it legally takes to change it, since Donald Trump and a few of his conservative ilk seem to think it can be easily wiped away. But more importantly than even the law, I want to talk about what it means to our culture. What does it mean that we are a country filled with people of every race and hue, people from every continent, I guess except Antarctica, which has no human beings who were born on that continent that I know of. Oh, no, you know, there may have been a couple babies born there to scientists. But anyway, from every continent, we come from Asia and Africa. We come from Australia and Europe. We come from South America. We come from other places in North America. We come from islands. We are the world. That's not just a song. That's the story of America. And all of us are equally American. The 40th Amendment does not just grant birthright citizenship to everyone born here. It gives us all equal protection under the laws. All of us citizens have the same privileges and immunities of the United States of America. And in fact, no state can take them away. All right there in the 14th Amendment. So when people asked me as a kid, what's my nationality? I was right to bristle at a suggestion that I was anything but American. And to be fair to Mark and to all the rest of you, Mark and I didn't plan this, okay? It's not like I said, hey, before the air, I'm going to ask you what your nationality is. He had no idea I was going to ask him that.
It's funny. I had the same reaction you did when the other person asked you. I kind of paused for a minute because I'm like,
it's kind of a
American?
Rude question.
No, it is. It's and I'm thinking he didn't say ancestry.
I didn't.
So that he, and that's what I think people wonder in the back of their minds.
That's right.
Is, do I say where my ancestors were
right.
from were born, or do I say where I was born?
And when I was a kid,
so
what
it was interesting.
What they did is a lot of times when I said American, that didn't satisfy them. And people would go on, where are your parents from? My parents are from the United States of America.
I love it.
It's true. You know?
No, but that's
my
the
mom,
best part
my
about
mom's
it.
From Mississippi and my dad's from New York. You can't get more American than having one parent from Mississippi and the other parent from New York. I mean, those two states are not very similar. My mom is a third generation, you know, well, she's second generation. I'm third generation Southerner on my mother's side, and my dad was a New Yorker. So then they would ask me, where are your grandparents from? And I still wasn't playing.
Then
my
they
grandparents
lost.
Are
then
from
lost
the
it.
United States of America.
Then they lost it. It's basically like you like poker, Mark. It's like Texas Hold'em when they keep you know, trying to call your bluff.
No.
You know you got a great hand, so you just keep going.
Okay. They come to the United States of America. Now, to be fair, my grandfather came here when he was two. He has no memory of Russia where he was born. He came here in 1906, I believe. He's not living anymore, but if he were, you know, I'd congratulate him on his 109th birthday. But he had to know any other country. For all intents and purposes, he's American. And sometimes they'd actually go to where my great grandparents from, and then I would tell them my great grandparents are from Russia, Poland, and Austria-Hungary, all of which is true, and they still weren't satisfied. You know why? Because Russians are very white looking, and Poles are very white looking. And most Austrians, even most Hungarians, are a lot whiter than I am. You've met me, Mark. I'm kind of Mediterranean looking.
You are. You and I think we both have that going for us.
Yeah, you have Italian ancestry.
Yeah, so I have that kind of olive,
right.
You know,
we're
skin.
Olive complected.
We're
right.
Lucky. You know, it's in the winter and people are like, hey, did you go on vacation? You're like, no, I'm just good looking.
Here's the thing. In Nashville, Tennessee today, there's a large Latino population. There's actually a large Kurdish population. And I wonder if the questions are still asked they were the way they were asked of me when I was a kid. I think Nashville's changed since then. When I was a kid, Nashville was black and white, and Jews weren't really understood, particularly by other 7 and 8 year olds. And that was it. I mean, there were very few Latinos to be found. And the point of the question, and the reason I'm raising it, is that I could probably be an American because we do not have second-class citizens. Now, you don't have to tell me about the history of slavery in this country. You don't have to tell me about Jim Crow laws. You don't have to tell me that African-Americans have been second-class citizens all throughout American history and arguably still are today. But at least under the law, at least since the 1960s, African Americans are not supposed to be legally second-class citizens. We can talk about the culture. I've done many shows on racism. That's actually not the point I'm making today. My point is that I could proudly say I'm an American because I am, I was, I will always be. I want you to think for a moment what our country would be like if we were a country like Japan or Germany, countries where if you're born there, you are not necessarily a citizen. I had a Fulbright scholarship by studying Switzerland in between college and law school. And when I went to the Université de Neuchâtel, I met people who were born in Switzerland and their parents were born in Switzerland. But they weren't Swiss. They told me they were Italian. And the reason they were Italian is because Switzerland wouldn't allow them to become citizens unless they spent, oh, I think it was 6 figures even 20 years ago. A lot of money. And they were just Italian. And they can't vote in Swiss elections. And they don't consider themselves Swiss, even though they and their parents were born there. And the way the law works, you could spend generations, you could be centuries there, and never become part of the polity, never become a Swiss citizen. And what it led to was a real strong, how do I put it? Cynicism about the Swiss state. The Italians, and there are, by the way, Italian-speaking Swiss who live in the canton, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people whose nationality, if you ask them what their nationality was, said, I'm Italian, because the Swiss wouldn't let them become Swiss. And they were absolute clear second-class citizens. And for those of you who don't support birthright citizenship, you've got to understand what you are doing. You would be, if we were to amend the 14th Amendment, you would be consigning generation after generation after generation of American to second-class citizenship status. And I want you to think about what that would do to America and American culture, to a land where we sing jazz and go to a sauna and eat Chinese food and go to a deli and go see French Impressionist art. A country where spaghetti is as much American as apple pie. Don't you think it would change America a lot if we started saying that immigrants were not American? Give me a call. Let me know what you think. 888-48-MARK, 888-488-6275. Be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275.
Welcome to WNYY in Syracuse and Ithaca. They used to run us late at night, but now we are here live, giving you a chance to call in. And in celebration of that, anyone from Syracuse or Ithaca gets first billing. And my first call from Ithaca, Helen on line one. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Now we can hear you live. I wanted to call to welcome you to the Ithaca Airwaves.
Thank you.
For a short period of time, we had a guy that did this show for 3 hours about people's financial problems, personal financial problems. Uh-huh. And I actually called the radio show when he first got out. He sounds like a very kind, really good person. But I'm like, what is progressive about this?
Yeah, nothing.
I'm like, we've got a big election coming. Let's get something progressive. This is supposed to be a progressive station.
Good for you.
So Helen,
I want to thank you then, because I give you credit then for bringing me on the air here. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I did it single-handedly.
Well, maybe not single-handedly, but that's how a movement works, right? Never doubt, small group of committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. My favorite quote by Margaret Mead. Tell me, Helen, what is your nationality, and should we have birthright citizenship?
My nationality is Chicagoan.
Chicagoan, okay. I'll accept that. I don't know when Chicago, if it's going to become a separate nation, but all right.
El Capone town, you know. I came here for school, but I'm from Chicago. No, my nationality is American.
Of course. That's the only answer to that question. And if you are an immigrant, I'll tell you, the vast majority of them who are here want to become American. And that's part of what the 14th Amendment offers people, is this chance to join the melting pot.
Well, maybe I will become, I went to school in France. I heard you went to school in Switzerland.
I did.
Vous parlez français?
Bien sûr, but I don't think we can continue this conversation in French.
I'm going to lose
most of my audience there. I'll tell you what. Helen,
I don't want to do that.
No, that would be bad. So what do you think of this whole debate? I mean, does it seem to you nativist, which is the word, I mean, anti-immigrant, all of this Trump talk?
Well, we're all immigrants. The Indians should just kick us all back over to Europe or wherever we came from.
They should, although David Mate, as a guy, just sent me a tweet. He said, American Indians came here all across the land bridge from Asia tens of thousands of years ago.
That's right.
So maybe all the animals should just kick us all out and, frankly, kick all humans back to Africa, where we originally came, and we'll just leave Europe and Asia and Australia, you know, and America all to the
animals. And then maybe all these people here who think they're so smart, we could actually help Africa develop it instead of exploiting them for their natural resources and minerals and things like that.
That'd be very cool. I tell you what, Helen, I got to take a break. You're welcome to stay on the line because we haven't talked long. This is a short segment. I'm going to encourage others to call in as well. 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Barbara, Tony, George, hang on. We will get to you right after this break.
To the Aggressive Progressive, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I am your host, Mark Levine. I actually had a discussion on the radio with Sean Hannity today. He had me on his show. Oh, well, to say he had me on my show is an exaggeration, because he talked over me the entire time, and his guest, Jay Sekulow, talked over me too. We were talking about this, the 14th Amendment, and one of the problems with Sean Hannity is that he doesn't feel that he's qualified enough to argue about the Constitution. So he has to talk over his guests. He won't allow them to actually make a point because he knows, well, he's not smart enough to combat that point. I should say I've had other right-wingers on my show. John Andrews, a conservative, runs the Western Conservative Summit. Could not have been more respectful. We disagreed, but we had a great discussion. Had great discussions with Bill O'Reilly and with Megyn Kelly. But they, I think, are secure enough to believe that they can actually make arguments. Sean Hannity, unfortunately, isn't, and it shows by the fact that he won't. So if you listen to that show today, know that I'm trying to speak. He just won't let me, and I'm never going to be that kind of talk radio host. And I want to give Helen an ample opportunity to speak, particularly since she's from our new station, WNYY, in Ithaca. So, Helen, the floor is yours. Tell us about birthright citizenship. What do you think about it?
Oh, I guess according to what we were discussing, I think the land should just go back to the bisons and other native species.
Yeah. Yeah, they're almost extinct
now.
Not
horses. We brought the horses over, so it can't be those wild Mustangs. They're because they escaped and they got wild on their own. So
maybe they should self-deport, those Mustangs. Go back to where they came from, just self-deport. That's what Romney would want.
Oh, yeah, send those back to Europe. Okay. But, I didn't know that Switzerland was so strict about citizenship.
They are.
But all of my grandparents they're from Ireland, you know. And mm-hmm. if you have a grandparent from Ireland, you can apply and get Irish citizenship. And sometimes when I'm getting really angry with stuff going on in this country, I feel like doing that. And then I can live anywhere in the EU. But so Ireland is very, very generous. And in Switzerland, you could live there for generations and you're not Swiss.
That's correct.
Pretty steep.
That's true of Japan as well.
Yeah, that's what you said, yeah.
Right, I mean, there are people there that say they're Korean, even though they've lived in Japan for 100 years, because they're not considered Japanese. And what that does is it leads to a second-class society. And to me, the beauty of America is precisely that you can have a father from Kenya and be the president of the United States. You can have parents from Cuba and run for president. You know, you can be... American culture. I mean, what's the hamburger? It comes from Hamburg, Germany, right? You know, what is jazz music? A mixture of African and Caribbean rhythms. I mean, there's a reason why we have so much creativity in our art. There's a reason why our motion pictures are the envy of the world. There's a reason why we've got such variety in food and culture. It's precisely this influx of immigrants. And as you're Irish, I'm sure you know that when you're ancestors came. They probably came in the 1840s, right? Time of the potato famine. Is that right?
No,
maybe 1880s.
No, they came later.
They came later.
I'm not that old.
You're not that. Okay. Well, most Irish Americans came in the time of the potato famine, and when they came, the English Americans who were here said, "No Irish need apply, and we don't want those Catholics in our country." And there were anti-Irish laws. And just when the Irish kind of made it, then they didn't want those Italians here. The Italians, Southern Europeans were okay with Northern Europeans, but not Southern Europeans. The English also refused the Germans when the Germans first came here in the 1840s or so, because they wanted English-speaking people. And then it was, no Jews. We don't want, at least we have Christians here, and no Chinese either. And then they got used to all of them, and then it was now it's no Latinos. Now it's no Mexicans. And the thing is, each generation of immigrants, I don't care if they're Irish, Italian, or German, or Jewish, or Mexican, each one of them, the vast majority of those people, work their tail off to live the American dream. They work long hours. They take jobs that native-born Americans don't want to take. They work very, very hard so that their kids, those American-born citizens, can go ahead and live the American dream. To me, that is exactly what makes our country great.
And they've made a great contribution to our country, sciences, culture, everything.
Everything. Everything.
Yeah.
Well, Helen, thank you for calling from Ithaca, and I hope you're calling again.
I will. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Barbara from New Mexico had to go. She did tell our producers what she wanted to say. She said that being Jewish is not an ethnicity. This is kind of off the subject, but I certainly disagree. Jews come from a place. They come from the land of Israel. They have a language that is Hebrew. They have a separate religion, separate culture. I don't know what a Jewish deli is, if not a separate cultural food from other cultures. It most certainly is an ethnicity and certainly one that I'm proud of. Let's go to Tony in Phoenix on line 3. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? This is Tony.
Hey, Tony, what's your
Can
thoughts
you hear
on...
me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. What's your thoughts on birthright citizenship?
I think it's great. I think it should be left alone. Actually, the reason I called was that I think that you're incorrect when you say that your citizenship is American. As far as I know, America is a continent, not a nation.
All right. Well, okay. So fair enough. Obviously, North America and South America are all Americans, and we United Statesians have arrogantly claimed the term American for more than 200 years, I got to say. I'm willing to let that
go. Well, that doesn't mean that Canadians are not American or Mexicans are not American.
I know, but you know what? But most Canadians and most Mexicans, if you ask them if they're American, will say no. So I admit it. We have culturally stolen.
What is the proper name of Mexico? I believe it's the United States of America.
I think it's the Estados Unidos of Mexico, isn't it?
Estados Unidos.
Mexicano, yeah. That's right. It's the United States of Mexico. Sorry, no. We're the only country that arrogantly claims the continent is our own.
Still, they're all American.
I hear you. That's something I'm willing to let go.
So.
Anything else, Tony?
When I cross the border, and an agent asks me, what's the state of your citizenship? I don't want to say American. I say United States.
Well, exactly. Oh, fine. I don't care. That's fine. That's fine by me. But my point is that because we come from all over the world, it would be a real mistake to start having this whole second-class citizenship out there. And let me just say this. I find extremely offensive and incorrect, not just offensive, but legally incorrect, this term that Donald Trump is throwing around of anchor babies. And let me tell you why it's false as a matter of law. And I'm not picking on you, Tony. This is sort of something for people in general to know, because people have this idea that Mexicans or other illegal immigrants, but mostly Mexicans, are running across the border, pregnant women going, through the desert across the Rio Grande, 8 months pregnant, to drop that baby on American soil and to anchor that family in America. That's what anchor means. Think about what an anchor is. An anchor, if a ship throws off an anchor, it's throwing off something that ties the entire ship to the land. So the implication of those that would use such a term is that illegal immigrants are anchoring themselves to America by throwing a baby here that becomes a citizen. That is factually incorrect, and it's legally incorrect. First of all, it's factually incorrect. 88%, here's a stunning statistic that I got today by George Will, conservative George Will in the Washington Post, no liberal he. 88% of undocumented immigrants in the United States of America have been here more than 5 years. Let me repeat that. 88% have been here more than 5 years. Okay? These are not pregnant women jumping across the border to have a baby. There may be three of those, but the vast, vast, vast majority are not. Number two, when you have an American-born citizen in this country, that doesn't anchor the family here. The parents can still be deported. It would be like dropping an anchor, but with no line connecting the boat to the anchor. It does not make any sense. The parents of an American-born baby can still be deported, often are deported, and if they are deported, it could take them 10 years to come back to this country to see their kids again, who could be raised by foster families. That's exactly right. And, well, what about making their parents citizens? You cannot sponsor your parent as a American citizen until you're 21 years old under the U.S. law, which means that if you have an anchor baby, you'd have to wait 21 years before your child could even sponsor you to become an American citizen. Frankly, it would take less time to just simply apply to immigrate. So the entire term is false factually, it's false legally, and of course it's offensive because it suggests that some Americans are better than other Americans. The 40th Amendment makes clear that all Americans born or naturalized in the United States are citizens of the United States. So thank you, Tony, for allowing me just to give you that rant there. Do you have any more points you want to make?
No, not at all. I agree with you 100%, man.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Let's go to Bill in California on line one. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, how you doing today? Couple of points.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
A couple of points. First of all, one of the things you mentioned is the greatness of America in taking in all these people.
Yeah.
Just want to provide you a historical precedent for that. The Romans, the reason why Rome was so great was that when Rome took over a nation, it assimilated the culture of that nation.
Right.
So if you go to the Roman pantheon of gods, you'll see all the different gods and things like that. They absorbed those various cultures.
That's right.
And because of that, they were able to adapt, and they were able to learn, and that's why they were such a great empire for centuries, right?
And that's what
I believe is one of the greatest strengths of America is that, or the United States, I should say.
And each of our cultures brings us something. And frankly, the mixture brings us the most of all. I've always said we're a mosaic, not a melting pot, because yes, we all become American, but many of us retain our ethnic or other heritage, whatever it is, and that all adds to it. And that's why we have such creative music, and that's why we have such creative art, and that's why we have such great restaurants, and that's why we can think outside the box when it comes to technology, because we are not living in a box. You know, if you're only in one cultural box and you only have certain norms by which you live, it's very hard to be a good entrepreneur and really think outside of your cultural milieu. But America, we are the world. We are the only nation on the planet, and this makes me so proud to be an American. We're the only nation on the planet that's not based on an ethnicity, that's not based on a language, that's not based on a race. Yeah, we all speak English, but we keep all these other languages come into our culture. We use these words. We are the world, and that's why I think we are the strongest economy on earth. And one last thing, and while I'm being patriotic about America, those three Americans on that French-Dutch train that took down that terrorist, did so, by the way, without being armed. They disarmed him because they were brave, because they were Americans. Americans always had a let's-go mentality. And I am just – I don't know about you, but my heart just stirred with pride. I want to go to a ticker tape parade where we cheer those three people, because those young men, to me, show exactly what we Americans are unafraid. We don't need to be afraid of immigrants. We should welcome them. We don't need to be afraid of different cultures.
Absolutely.
We can all work together. I mean, here you got a black guy and two white guys, and they've known each other since middle school in California, and you know, couple served their country in the military. They were all so humble about it. To me, they are the essence of everything that's wonderful about America, and the part that all these angry people just don't see that's right in front of their noses. And I just got to give a shout out to them.
One thing, though, to contrast the United States to another country,
in Italy,
because my grandfather was Italian,
mm-hmm.
And he never renounced his Italian citizenship,
mm-hmm.
I can go to Italy and claim Italian citizenship. So
okay.
I'm still Italian.
That's true in a lot of countries. That's true in Germany. That's true in France. The woman that called in said it was true in Ireland. I know it's true in Israel. I could become an Israeli citizen. But I'll tell you something. Very, very, very few of us take these offers up, right? You're not going back to Italy to become an Italian citizen, are you?
Well, actually, I'm kind of thinking about
it. Are you really? Oh, no. You just ruined my whole thing. Wait, Bill, you're thinking of going back and leaving America? You wouldn't renounce your American citizenship, I hope.
No, never.
Okay,
never.
You got an Italian
wife
or something?
I would always maintain my American citizenship.
Okay, yeah. I'm actually thinking of moving to Italy. All right, you just ruined my whole I made this whole piece up. This just proves to you that my callers aren't planned.
No. It wouldn't be permanent, though. It'd be half and half. Okay. I could never leave Southern California. It's paradise.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with Italy. But I'll tell you this. After spending a year in Switzerland, which I did spend, and Switzerland's, I mean, it is a wonderful country. First of all, it's beautiful. I mean, the mountains and the lakes and the chateaus and the chocolate and the cheese. And it's really a fantastic, you know, very much first world country. But when I came home and I saw the American flag, I was ready to kiss the ground. I was so glad to be home. And I'm not insulting Switzerland. I love my country very, very much.
Well, I spent an extended period of time in Japan on business once. And I could not wait to get home and have a good old-fashioned American cheeseburger and fries.
Exactly. We are culturally American, and it doesn't matter what ethnicity we come from. That's part of the greatness of America. It's what America does. Thanks for your call, Bill. I appreciate
it. Totally agree.
Folks,
have a great day, buddy.
You too. Folks, if you want to call in, it is 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. What is your nationality? What does it mean? What would it mean if we changed birthright citizenship? Can we even legally do so? I'll tell you more about my conversation on The Hannity Show when we get back.
He's a Harvard economist and a Yale lawyer. He does not keep up with the Kardashians. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. When conservatives attack, Mark Levine is ready, Constitution in hand. And here's our favorite lawyer now.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. And conservative Sean Hannity did attack me today, and I was ready with my Constitution in hand. He had me debate someone from this right-wing Constitution Society named Jay Sekulow. And I don't mind debating. In fact, I enjoy debating conservatives, particularly on the Constitution. And in fact, I dare and defy Jay to come on my show or to allow me to discuss with him a debate where we both have equal time. You know what? I'll give him twice as much time as me. But I tried to speak for 15 seconds uninterrupted, and neither he nor Sean Hannity would allow it. And the reason why is it's pretty clear, actually it's very clear, that birthright citizenship is protected under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Their arguments that it wasn't were really silly. Jay Sekulow argued that the Constitution itself somehow trumped an amendment. He mentioned that Article 1, Section 8 gives Congress the right over immigration and naturalization, which, of course, it does have power to do. But you see, as I explained to someone who purports to be a constitutional scholar, the purpose of amendments to the Constitution is to change the Constitution. And that means that the original Constitution, which used to have a 3/5 clause, that used to say that blacks weren't citizens, that used to allow for slavery, it's gone because the amendments change it. That's why they're called amendments. Now, you wouldn't think a constitutional scholar would have to, you'd have to explain these things. Which, at which point, Jay went to a nice little non sequitur. He said, so are you saying that Article 1, Section 8 has no meaning? No. What I'm saying is, and of course, this is when he interrupts me because he doesn't want them to hear this rational thing I'm saying. What I'm saying is when it comes to naturalization, making someone a citizen, yeah, Congress still decides that. But when it comes to birth, nope, the 14th Amendment decides that because it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens of the United States. Now, naturalization, that process is determined by Congress. Who becomes a citizen and who's not? I support immigration reform. It's up to Congress. Whether or not you're born in the United States, that's just a fact. Congress doesn't determine whether or not you're born in the United States. You either are born in the United States or you're not born in the United States. That's a fact. And factually, anyone born here is a citizen. And if they don't like it, they're just going to have to change the Constitution. Mike from Memphis, you've been holding on a long time. Line two, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark.
What are your thoughts on birthright citizenship?
You know, when those reporters asked Jeb Bush about, you know, his comment on anchor babies.
Yeah.
And he turned around and asked them, you got a better word for them?
Yeah, I got one. Citizens.
Exactly.
I can do it in one word. Citizens.
All those reporters just sat there, you know, dumbfounded.
Just the word is citizens. If you want to call them American citizens or citizens of the USA, I'm okay with that. All right, citizens of the USA. That's what they are. And if you don't like it and you want to change the Constitution, okay, make that argument. But don't argue it's not in the Constitution. It's there.
Okay, if they want to change the Constitution, that means Rubio, Jindal, and Cruz wouldn't be able to run for president.
Well, you know, the argument that Jay Sekulow was making was really astonishing. He was arguing that the babies that are born here are not U.S. citizens. And I had to remind him that that's some 50 or 100 million people in America who think they're citizens because
exactly.
They're born here. You know what? I don't have a naturalization certificate. I was born here. Now, my parents happen to both be citizens, but the reason I'm a citizen is because I was born here. I wasn't naturalized.
Exactly.
Are you going to now take away the citizenship of hundreds of millions of Americans who were born here? Because the vast majority of us were.
Well, they have to go back centuries, I guess.
I guess so. It goes back to the Civil War when they said slaves are citizens And let me tell you, America's been a lot better since we've had the 14th Amendment. Thanks for your call, Mike. That's the end of the show today. Tune in tomorrow. If you want to go to my website, it's marklevinetalk.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at @marklevinetalk. Let me know what you thought of today's show. I'll talk to you tomorrow.